Arish Theater presents the Playboy of the Western World. It opens next Thursday and runs through September 24th. Here with me in the studio are the director, John Ammerman, and actors Sophia Edwards and Chris Rushing. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's
great to be here.
So we heard all about the scandal this caused in 1907. I'm thinking that a story called The Playboy of the Western World would be playful, but that is not the way the contemporary Dubliners took it at the time of the premiere, is it, John?
No, it isn't, actually, but it is a comedy, and one, it's sort of nice to be able to go and see an Irish comedy when we seem to be more exposed to more dramatic productions of plays. And this particular play, however, though, yeah, they seem to respond to this issue in the play a bit more seriously than I think it was intended.
Well, the story takes place in a pub. And what is the conceit, Chris? You're the playboy. What's the backstory here of the story?
So Christopher Mann, the playboy of the Western world, kind of shows up and turns this pub upside down with his presence and claiming to have killed his father.
Mm.
And then,
getting a little bit of Greek tragedy into this Irish comedy. Huh?
I think in a lot of ways it's a dark comedy. A lot of the humor is rooted in some dark places of human nature. But yeah, he shows up and kind of turns everything on its head, and things don't go quite as expected for him or for the people who meet him and hear his story either.
Now, Sophie, you play a barmaid.
Yes, I do.
This is not an easy role in life, or I would imagine on stage. What is it about your character that is drawn to the playboy?
I think she is so excited by what he represents. He's someone exciting that comes to town, and for the most part, the town where they live is kind of boring. So I think she's excited to see someone new and fresh.
And not Hugh Hefner. Although I think he may be of Irish background, too. Well, it's always seemed ironic to me that with the exception of the English, everybody loves the Irish. And it's also been said that comedy is often best or really foments cultures who've been oppressed or who have suffered a great deal. In what way does this play reflect that?
Well, I think there's two parts of this play that are quite fascinating. One has to do with the humor, which really comes out of relationship and behavior as opposed to gags or comic bits. The humor comes out of reaction and how people respond to things. But there's also this other part of the play, this contrast in terms of a great poignancy about heartache. And that's where the poetry comes out. And this play is also based in lonesomeness.
Aww.
Being lonely and trying to come to terms with that. And so there's this wonderful balance between what we get in this comic element of all these people who suddenly react to this murder, not in a way where they're alarmed and they should call the police, but they actually are rather fascinated by it. There's a sense of wonder that this young man, he's got enough guts and urge and drive to actually go as far as having the guts to kill his old man with a shovel and then bury him and run away.
Was his dad a bad guy?
Well, yeah, he
One
was.
One can only hope.
Yes, he was a pretty bad guy. But, suddenly I think, the Irish, the people who originally saw this play, the notion that this whole community actually embraces the bravery, as they put it, of this young man to do this act, which means he's got some backbone, he's got some of this, and suddenly the carnival comes to town, And they give all these qualities to him that he doesn't seek, but they put it on him. And so it builds this bluster in him, like, well, I'm a murderer and everybody likes me and all this great stuff's going on. And so they just come and they put all this stuff on him. And then it starts to, of course, take a little turn when the father shows up and he's not dead.
Okay.
And now he's a liar. And that's worse than being a murderer.
Oh, goodness. And this is after they thought he had the cojones. Well, how do you say cojones in Irish?
Oh, man.
What's Celtic for
cojones? Well, let me say now, saying cojones like this, maybe.
Okay. We're talking with John Ammerman, the director, and two of the actors, the lead actors from Playboy of the Western World, the next production by Arish Theater. You're listening to City Lights. There is such a rich storytelling tradition among the Celtic peoples. And I'm wondering how that comes through in this play.
Well, the language is beautiful. I mean, you've got the Irish tradition and they're just verbal relish of all the words. So in a lot of ways, it gives the actor a lot to work with, but it's also been honestly very difficult for me to memorize because of the syntax is quite different than contemporary American English. The phrasing of a lot of words has been difficult for me to memorize, but then once I get it, and it, the flow is just in the language itself. Sin's just such a great job of kind of imbuing the words and the lines with that poetry.
That lilt, that gorgeous lilt.
Yeah.
Would you give us some examples of those lines that have been so hard to memorize? I know it's not, the play's not open yet,
sure.
But Chris, if you have any.
But I think I was born lonesome as the moon at dawn, and to see yourself there. I'm trying to think of some good ones that don't give anything else away.
Oh, I like that. I like that so far. You had me with the moon.
Oh, yes, he uses the moon a lot.
The moon comes up a lot.
And Pegeen, how does she express her longing?
I think she's very frustrated, so sometimes she expresses her frustration and her anger, which I'm sure as a woman you can understand.
Yes,
that.
And I bet it's very colorful within the Irish context.
Oh, it is quite colorful. Oh. She uses very colorful language.
Which we can't say on broadcast.
Oh, we sure can.
Oh, say some.
What do you think is a good piece of dialogue? That you write, Darren?
Sure.
Well, you write Darren to go ask me that. When all knows you'd be starting after some girl in your own town when your father's rotten in 4 months or five.
Starting from you, is it? I won't, then. And when the air is warming in 4 months or five, as then yourself and me should be pacing neffin in the dews of night, the time's sweet smells do be rising, and you'd see a little shiny new moon, maybe, sinking under the hills.
Now, I could just let that wash over me. But I would be missing a lot, wouldn't
right.
I? John, how much more challenging is it as a director to not only perfect the dialect, to have the actors as close to impeccable as possible in achieving this dialect, but still bringing home the meaning to an audience whose ears aren't necessarily accustomed to it? Do you don't have super titles, do you?
No, we don't. And you know, it is. It's a very distinct challenge. I think in hearing these examples of the speaking, one of the beautiful things about this brilliant play is the fact that the romance element of the play brings out the poetry so beautifully. Mm-hmm. So we have this contrast of just kind of this crazy stuff going on, but then we also have this love story that unfolds, so that digs deep into this longing to belong in the characters that's very genuine and very sincere. And it's that sort of beauty of the play that helps to contrast this other wackiness that kind of goes on when everybody gets so excited about this issue. But in terms of the language, yeah, there's a balance we have to find between trying to authenticate the dialect in such a way, and yet we've still got to keep the language very, very clear. And so lots of times what we'll try to do is emphasize a specific operative phrase by just slowing down the rhythm so we can land the idea without losing the dialect. And so we're just trying to take on a technique. If we change the rhythms up, we'll be able to make the language very clear, not lose anything, but make sure that everybody hopefully is almost sitting on the edge of their seat carrying each particular line, because it's easy to get lazy with it and to get loose so that we lose it in the jumble of the dialect. And they're just being superb at finding that balance.
Wonderful. Talking with John Ammerman, who is the director of the upcoming production of Playboy of the Western World, a presentation of Arish Theater. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.